Now joined by head coach Melissa Graves, senior Sydney Johnson, following BU's 66-61 loss to Holy Cross in the Patriot League Championships. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement.
You know, I thought we really fought. Obviously, we didn't come out great in the first half, but to be down 22 and to cut the league on a 16-point run of our own, I thought it was tremendous. I didn't think we gave up. It just we just started slow. So if we could have started that way from the beginning, obviously, it would have been better for us. But I can't be upset with the fight in the team.
Now, open up questions from the media. If you could, please introduce yourself, your publication, and who you're directing your question to. We'll start off with you, Ethan.
I'm Ethan Kohler. I'm with the Boston Globe. Start with Coach. What is the hardest part about defending Holy Cross and all the different weapons that they use?
You know, I thought it's more defensively, no, we didn't guard in the first half. I think Bruno is sometimes a tough matchup for us because she's basically a guard. She's been playing really well. She had 27 points in the last game, so we knew that coming in. We really had to try to limit her. I didn't think she missed a shot in the first half, so second half we came out and tried to face guard her and limit her a little bit more. And then they have good post play. So this is a team that I think next to us is another team in the league, and the next best, that has the best inside out, where they have both good post players with depth and they have guards with depth. So it just makes them harder to guard, being able to score from multiple positions. But we tried man, we tried zone. I think the press was really effective. Got them to turn it over, at least take a lot of time off the clock and take not such great shots. So I thought switching to that was really good. We switched to put more pressure on the ball screen with a high hedge. I thought that was successful in the second half. So, again, I wish we could have started out a little better defensively and been able to guard better. But I think offensively is always the Achilles heel with them because of the way they defend. Again, they're first in the Patriot League, top 15 in the country in defense. So that was part of, I think, the issue today too.
Rich Thompson, Boston Herald. Sydney, how did you find it within yourselves to go on a 25-4 run? I mean, how do you maintain a run like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of been like our MO, especially in the postseason, is like getting down and finding a way to come back. I don't know. I think it's just something that is just like a part of our team, a part of the mentality is, you know, never give up. The game isn't over until the clock runs out. I know that's something that I mentioned to the team during halftime. Like, we've done crazier things before. We've come back on them and won a game before. So, you know, anything is possible. And I think when people start believing and start, you know, having an intensity about themselves that we can win this game, I think that's when we started playing really well. And like Coach said, if we would have, you know, maybe came out with that from the jump, the end score might have been different. So,
Sydney, for you as a senior and this being your fourth Patriot League tournament, where are you with kind of this result and how this stacks up?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely disappointing. You know, I've been in this position before. Our sophomore year, we got to the championship and lost. You know, it's tough because of all the work we've put in. I'm really proud of this team, but it's definitely just disappointing to end on that note. But, you know, I'm proud of everything that we've accomplished this year as a team. You know, excited for the team going forward. So, yeah.
Mark Frankel, Daily Free Press. Coach, and then for Sydney, both Caitlin and Sydney picked up, you know, two early fouls. How did you kind of manage that? And you know, it turned out to be a great game for Sydney, at least. And then Sydney playing with two fouls, still had a great game coming. How were you able to do that?
When they picked up those two, I tried to get them out and just save some a little bit of time, but can't really have those two off the floor that long. So they're both usually pretty smart about not fouling again. I know Sydney picked up her third, but that's very rare. Those two are usually able to play with two fouls. You know, I think with Marin fouling out too, that hurt us a little bit, but I thought Lauren really stepped up and played well at the four for us. Not just defensively, but she was able to score the ball today and she played really hard, so.
Yeah, and I think for me, picking up that third foul, I was actually really upset with myself because I wasn't even looking. I was trying to face guard, I forget her name, 13, and I ran into the girl. But just like Coach said, I always just try to remember, like, picking and choosing when I can play aggressive because I know I have a couple fouls under my belt. So just finding moments where I can be aggressive without fouling. And just trying my best to not to pick up another one.
Tim?
Sarah, with 8 minutes, Sports. On that last possession at the timeout with like 30 seconds left, was the message to take it through no matter what, because Sydney had to open it up in the lane and she passed it out to the Mavs. Was that the message to take through no matter what, or were you guys cool taking it too and then putting the foul game from there?
Are you talking about when we were down three or
yeah.
what point?
Down three was 16 seconds.
When we were down three, I had very limited time as a one timeout after that, so we're really trying to go for the three.
Yeah.
Thinking back to it, if I could go back, maybe I'd call another quick timeout to reset the play if I didn't like the play. But, you know, it shouldn't have to come down to those end of game things where there's like so much pressure on us to have to score it. And they did a good job of switching things. And I think they high hedged the ball screen out of that. So, or tried to trap it. So, I think that could have been one thing looking back at it. I was hyped to watch it, but, we were trying to go for a three in that scenario. We were down three. So.
Rich Thompson, Boston Herald. Coach, this is probably not your last game. How do you get this team back on focus and go for another kind of championship?
You know, we talked about when I came in, it doesn't negate what we've done all year, which is break a ton of records, set a tremendous legacy here, especially for our five seniors, what they've done with this program this year. It doesn't negate that. Obviously, it's disappointing, but we still have basketball to play in the NIT, and it's still a really good tournament, and I think we can make a run there. It's just trying to learn from this game and move on and not let it hurt us, but let it fuel us a little bit going into the next game.
Keith Fuller, basketball. Sydney, I know your freshman year, your postseason run got canceled with COVID. Your first championship game, you had no fans because of COVID. Was it cool to play in an environment like this finally?
Yeah, it was actually very cool. I'm so amazed at the support we got today. I had a lot of people like telling me they were going to come, bringing their different teams. Just people of the BU community coming out to support us really meant a lot. I definitely want to thank them for creating that atmosphere, because it really did help us, I think, get a run under our belt and get back in the game. So really appreciative of everybody that came today. It was actually really, really, really good. So,
Sid, can you just talk about like the confidence like going on a huge run that guy kind of gives you? Do you feel like if you're maybe playing in Mercer, wouldn't be as easy going that wrong? Like, how does the crowd, the energy, kind of help you guys just build momentum going into the fourth quarter?
Yeah, absolutely. Playing at home is just like a completely different feel. There's like a level of comfortability that we don't have, anywhere else. Just knowing that we're at home, being able to play all of our postseason at home has been, I think, really helpful, really, really good for us. It's just like relaxes you a little bit to know you're playing at home. You don't have to worry about what kind of balls you're using. You're used to the balls, you're used to the rim. Like, you kind of know different things about the gym. You have a feel for your home court that you don't for the courts. So I think it definitely helped, later when we got that run.
We'll take two more questions.
Coach, after Marin fouled out late in the third quarter, there was a stoppage. What did you say to the team that resulted in the 16-0 run?
Just trying to continue to encourage them that we weren't defeated. We've been down by 15 to them earlier in the year at home, and we came back and won it. So just understanding we've been in this position before, we came out on top, and to never stop fighting, and that's exactly what they did. And that's the character of this team, and they've done that all year. Like I said, Marin fouling out was tough, but I thought Lauren came in and did a good job for us playing at the four. Sam came in and gave some really good minutes too, Sam Chris. So I'm glad that she got the opportunity to play and get that experience. It was just a message of continuing to fight, taking one possession at a time. Don't worry about the big picture of having to close this whole gap, but we want to be at least cut this lead in half by a certain time period and focus on smaller goals.
Thank you.